You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Rick Snyder says the proposed budget that he unveiled yesterday shows that the comeback continues in Michigan. We're going to discuss some of the details in that spending plan and the reaction to it with Gongwer News Service editor Zach Gorchow. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Gordon.
So what are the areas which would see some of the largest increases if Governor Snyder's budget proposal were to remain mostly intact?
Well, I'd have to say pretty clearly those two areas would be the state's 15 public universities and all of the cities, well, not all of them, but many of the state's cities, villages, townships, and counties through the revenue-sharing aid the state provides them. Those would be the two areas that I saw yesterday that would be getting the biggest increases.
Now, of course, reaction to a proposed budget usually breaks down along party lines. Republicans were pretty favorable. Democrats had some criticisms. If the Democrats had control of the governor's office, what might they be proposing instead?
A lot of the same things, I think. This budget put the Democrats in a bit of a box in terms of how to respond. You know, obviously, this is a political year. The governor's up for re-election. Their line of attack has been that he's cut schools, he's cut universities, he's cut local governments, that key services are in bad shape as a result. But this is an election year budget, and this is a budget that puts back a lot of the money that was cut a few years ago in some of those areas. So, it's a tough line of attack for Democrats. They basically were trying to say, well, this is all an election year gimmick and so forth, but, you peel that away and, a lot of this would look like a Democratic governor's budget in some ways.
Now, education spending has been a pretty major point of contention between the governor and Democrats. Democrats have said, look, it's a net cut if you go back to from when he started in office. Governor Snyder says that's simply not the case. How do these two sides look at the same numbers and reach such different conclusions on education spending?
Well, what do they say about, lies, damn lies and statistics? It really is going to be the dominant, maybe not the dominant, but it's certainly one of the one or two dominant themes of this year's gubernatorial election. The governor's opponent, Mark Schauer, is pushing hard that the governor cut schools. And the governor is pushing back, and it got kind of chippy yesterday. This is a governor that typically doesn't get into the trenches in some of these fights, but he was sort of mocking his critics on this, that they must get confused, unlike someone who's a certified public accountant like himself when it comes to these things. The budget director, John Nixon, said his fifth grader could see that they had not cut schools. So where is the distinction? The issue is that if you look at total state funding to schools since the governor came into office and include the fairly dramatic steps that his administration has taken to pre-fund the state's pension system for school employees, for retired school employees, and include those funds, overall state funding has gone up to education needs, causes, et cetera, since he took office. But if you look at the basic foundation grant, which is what really fund school operations, that was cut in the 2011-2012 fiscal year. Now, the governor will contend a chunk of that was from the loss of federal funds, and that was uncontrollable, and that's true. But there was also a state cut then. Now, he's mitigated a fair amount of that. I don't believe all of that under the last few budgets, including this one. But that debate is neither side is going to budge on that debate. And ultimately, I think what's going to matter is an old cliche, known as facts on the ground. To what extent voters out there look at their local school district and decide, is it in better shape or worse shape since Rick Snyder took office? And to what extent do they assign blame to him for that?
Now, the governor also has some tax relief spelled out in this budget proposal, but it's not quite what people were expecting. So how would this work? What sort of break would be out there? Who would get it?
Well, it's fairly convoluted, and basically what it comes down to is that it would involve the homestead property tax credit on people's income tax form. What this is a credit for those who fall below a certain income threshold on their income tax. Right now, the maximum amount you have to qualify, you can make no more than $50,000 in income to qualify for it. Now, that is down from what it used to be. It used to be $82,650, but under the governor's tax proposal from a few years ago, that was cut quite substantially. This proposal would bring it up back to $60,000 in income. That would make about another 200,000 to 250,000 people eligible that aren't right now. And they also would change the way it's calculated so that the credit would be somewhat larger than it is right now. And it would cost about $102.7 million a year to do this.
All right, Zach, thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gordon.
Zach Gorchow is editor of the Gongwer News Service. We've been discussing the budget proposed by Governor Rick Snyder yesterday. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.